At this time, we would take up Senate Bill 91. Senator Albers.
Well, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'm Ken Albers, Senator from District 16. It's very obvious to me by now that you all are aware that during last session, this legislature put into law a provision which requires school districts to conduct a criminal background check for anyone that they hire for the most part. And simply stated, that would require that an individual have their fingerprints taken. The card would go to the South Dakota Division of Criminal Investigation and then to the Federal Bureau of Investigation. And if certain criminal offenses are found on the record, the individual would not be qualified to be hired by the school district. That process costs about $35. Well, it has come to my attention, and I worked this bill probably, I think, for like 3 years before we got it done last year. And after all that, there are a couple things that we may not have considered that have come to light that I think are relatively easy to fix. If you look in on line 5, page 1, we want to exempt children who are less than 18 years of age. And that's done for a purely practical reason. Our law requires that juvenile records are confidential. And by the way, I don't want to change that. I have no desire to open juvenile records to public view. Since our law says we can't see confidential records, it doesn't make a lot of sense to spend $35 to do a criminal background check on for someone whose record you know you cannot get. And I suspect that for the most part, children under the age of 18 who work at the school are probably students who might help the custodial staff after school or do summer work in the yard. So I don't see exempting children less than 18 years of age is a big problem. I suggest that that's a good idea. Then if you would look at page 2, lines 7 through 12, that's an amendment to the original bill that I did file. I consider that a friendly amendment, and I'll just try to be as brief as I can. As you know, school districts administer the post-secondary technical institutes. For instance, the Sioux Falls School District administers and does business for the VOTEC at Sioux, Southeast VOTEC. And in the process of doing that, they discovered that they're writing checks to these people, even though they aren't technically hired by them. They're concerned that since they pay them, they might have to do this check. So if you look at the amendment, it simply says that those people who are employed by the VOTEC at Sioux Falls or wherever are not required to take the background check unless they also work at the K-12 school. And I think that's a good idea. I don't think this bill was ever brought, quite frankly, not that I don't want to protect people in a VOTEC, but it was never brought to protect adults from adults. It was brought to protect the K-12 kids from the people that work at the school. And with that, I don't see any reason to go on about it. Those are very practical amendments to my notion, and I would ask your support of them. Thank you.
Thank you. Further supporters on Senate Bill 91? Further supporters? Seeing none. Mr. McFarland.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Dennis McFarland. I represent the four technical institutes in Rapid City, Mitchell, Watertown, and Sioux Falls. As Senator Albers has indicated, the technical institutes use the business offices of the school district where they are located for their payroll, and as such they are deemed to be employees of the school district. They are simply asking that you consider taking them out from the requirement. Everybody agrees, it's worked on the background check bill for law for last 3 years, Everybody agrees that we were never intended to be a part of it. As Senator Albers has indicated, it's primarily this legislature has adopted the philosophy that we should be about protecting K-12 kids and others, but not adults. And in discussions with all of the people who have been involved historically in this issue, there isn't anybody who really believes that we should be involved. However, we have added the caveat that in the event that any of our teachers are involved with K-12 kids or any of our janitors or whatever would have a dual role and be in a K-12 district, even though we really think that the law probably covers them anyway, we just wanted to reemphasize it by adding that that language to clarify any other potential problems with it. So if we're teaching in K-12, we'll do the background checks. So we do that. If we're not, if we're simply teaching mechanical drawing or electronics or whatever to adults, we probably have the oldest student body in the state, even older probably than the Regents, all the non-traditional people we have. So if there's any anybody that probably should be exempt in the field of education, it's probably the technical institutes. And I'd ask for your support for our amendment, at least, and the bill itself. We have no problem, obviously, with the juvenile issue. We think that makes sense, too.
Thank you. Further supporters?
I got to try something up here. Diana Miller, representing the ESD Plus 5. I thought if I give up being a lobbyist and try becoming a referee, I'd have a little more leverage.
That would come in handy in this committee.
I understand that. I understand that. I was going to wear my whistle. I thought that was a bit much.
That's a little much.
That's next week, maybe. I appreciate the committee's attention tonight on this, and I'll be very brief. Senator Albers, I think, really summarized everything we've looked at, and basically we support the juveniles being exempted. It costs about $35 to do the background check and the fingerprinting, and we would save... You're asking schools to become more cost-efficient and effective in how they manage their money, and I think we can save some dollars here. Most of the time when we hire the young people, we know the young people we hire because they're from our school district, the juveniles, and we certainly don't want to mess with the juvenile code and opening up any of those records. So we also consider the technical school amendment friendly, and I'd ask for your support, Mr. Chairman and members of the House Education Committee, and thank you for your time.
Thank you. Further supporters, Senate Bill 91. Seeing none. Opponents to Senate Bill 91. Seeing none. Questions from the committee. Representative Ben Norman.
Yes, I'd like to ask a question of the proponents as to this committee passed House Bill 1004 to provide notice to schools if a student commits a crime of violence. That's notice of a student, and it doesn't matter about their age. So I'd like to know how 1004 can be reconciled with this measure now if we're going to exempt people from a background. Could somebody answer that?
That wasn't a proponent. We did testify for the bill in the Senate. And I think your question's a good one. In the other bill, what you're doing is letting the school know if a kid's violent so they can watch him. Okay? What they're doing in the other instant in 91 is they're employing someone. And you're not going to get a juvenile record anyway because they're closed. And I think if you tried to open that up, you'd have a problem with the courts and the Attorney General's office. And so I'm not speaking for them, but I think you'd have trouble with opening up juvenile records. There's a reason why they're closed. So I think the one is to let the school know if that child, that person has violence that could happen in the classroom. In the other incident, you're doing background check for employment purposes.
Mr. Van Norman, yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Fox. I guess the question then is some of these records for juveniles under 18 are sealed and some are not. So there's still a further refinement on your answer. How would this work for those records? If you did this in the current form as you're proposing in Senate Bill 91, then by exempting everybody under 18, you're also exempting people who have crimes that are not sealed, correct?
Mr.
Such
Fox.
As an adult conviction? Yeah, I think that's true. And we talked about on the Senate side, if you have someone that's been tried as an adult, normally it's a very serious crime. Those people are probably taking, they are probably incarcerated as a rule. You know, it's usually something like murder rape, something very severe. They're probably incarcerated for a period of time. By the time they got out, they'd be an adult. So practically from that end, and it was a concern, and the Senate addressed it, we thought practically that that wouldn't happen. Is it possible, theoretically? Yeah.
Further questions? Representative McCoy.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and committee. And I don't know if Ms. Senator Albers or Jeff can address this, but how does this bill, 91, compare to the bill that we did, HB 1200, last year?
Mr. Fox.
1200 was a bill that we passed that put this whole background checks and child protection legislation in place. We look at it as a friendly. We didn't want to run costs up unnecessarily on the districts. That wasn't the intent. The intent was to get people checked and then let them get on with their work.
Thank How many people have been checked that have been found so far? I know it's been 6 months.
I wouldn't know that.
In Lenox Schools, we've had three.
Three in one district?
Yes.
In a small district? Okay.
Well,
Lenox.
Lenox is about 1,600.
1,600? Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. Further questions? Further questions? Seeing none, at this time we would close to committee action on Senate Bill 91. Representative Koistra.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This corrects an oversight that we had last year, and it is a good bill. And I'd move due pass on Senate Bill 91.
Move due pass by Koistra, second by Junkie. Further comments on that motion? Hearing none, those in favor of the due pass motion on Senate Bill 91, say aye. Opposed, nay. The clerk will call the roll.
Hardly, aye. Bogalka?
Aye.
Davis?
Aye.
Elliott?
Aye.
Dornis?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
Junkie?
Aye.
Koistra?
Aye.
McCauley?
Aye.
McCoy?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Van Norman?
Aye.
Quick?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Carius?
Aye. Motion carries. Senate Bill 91 goes to the floor to do pass. Moved by McCoy for consent, second by McCauley. Any discussion on that motion? All those in favor of that motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. 91 goes to consent calendar.